All things Randy at randyrhodes.com.
Go for launch.
Speaking truth to power, the Randy Rhodes Show.
All right. I don't think anybody could have done a better job than Jamie Raskin did today of laying out the case on the two articles of impeachment. Now, you know, the first article of impeachment is abuse of power, and it actually takes up in it crimes, literal crimes, bribery. You know, when you click on randyrhodes.com on the homework section, you know, the homework is free. Just read it. There is an amazing long, I don't know if you'd call it an article. It's laying out the crimes, citing the statutes that were violated by the president in criminal law. Okay. If you don't want to read the whole thing, skip to the bribery section. It is so damning. Here is the case Jamie Raskin laid out.
We present two articles of impeachment supported by hundreds of pages of detailed evidence and meticulous analysis. The evidence and analysis lead inescapably to the conclusions embodied in these articles of impeachment. First, President Trump has committed the high crime and misdemeanor of abuse of office. He abused the awesome powers of the presidency by using his office to corruptly demand that a foreign government interfere in our American presidential election in order to promote his own political campaign in 2020. He corruptly conditioned the release of $391 million in foreign security assistance that he held back from the Ukrainian government, along with a long-hoped-for White House presidential meeting. He conditioned those on Ukrainian President Zelensky's agreement to go public with two statements. One statement was announcing a criminal investigation into former Vice President Joe Biden, a leading presidential candidate and rival of the president. The other statement was announcing an investigation that would rehabilitate a discredited pro-Russian conspiracy theory by showing that it was Ukraine and not Putin's Russia that tried to disrupt the last American presidential election in 2016. This scheme to corrupt an American presidential election subordinated the democratic sovereignty of the people to the private political ambitions of one man, the president himself. It immediately placed the national security interests of the United States of America at risk, and it continues to embroil the nation and our government in conflict. Second, after this corrupt scheme came to light, and numerous public servants with knowledge of key events surfaced to testify in our committee investigations about the president's actions, President Trump directed the wholesale, categorical, and indiscriminate obstruction of this congressional impeachment investigation. He did so by ordering a blockade of administration witnesses, by trying to muzzle and intimidate witnesses who did come forward, and by refusing to produce even a single subpoenaed document. In the history of the Republic, no president other than this one has ever claimed and exercised the unilateral right and power to thwart and defeat a House presidential impeachment inquiry. Yet that would have been the final and unavoidable result of the president's outrageous defiance of Congress had 17 brave witnesses not come forward in the face of the president's threats and testified about the Ukraine shakedown and its scandalous effects on our national security, our democracy, and our constitutional system of government. But make no mistake, while this investigation was saved by the courage and old-fashioned patriotism of witnesses like Ambassador William Taylor, Ambassador Maria Yovanovitch, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, and Dr. Fiona Hill, the president's aggressive and unprecedented resistance to congressional subpoenas for witnesses and documents is blatantly and dangerously unconstitutional. If accepted and normalized now, it will undermine, perhaps for all time, the congressional impeachment power itself, which is the people's last instrument of constitutional self-defense against a sitting president who behaves like a king and tramples the rule of law. By obstructing an impeachment inquiry with impunity, the president will have the power to actively destroy the people's final check on his own corrupt misconduct and abuse of power. The framers insisted that we have impeachment in the Constitution precisely to protect ourselves from a president becoming a tyrant and a despot. And we cannot and we will not allow the impeachment power itself to be destroyed.
That is what is at stake here, is the entire ability to oversee, do oversight on a lawless president, a president who has said he can do whatever he wants. Article 2 lets him do whatever he wants. A president who has tried to make the case through his lawyers in a court of law that if he shoots you, kills you on Fifth Avenue in broad daylight, there is no recourse for the court. There is no investigation that could be sanctioned. There is no a tool in the constitutional order of things to investigate or prosecute him, not even impeachment, not even the House's oversight responsibility or the Senate's responsibility to try those facts. That is what the president's lawyers have been arguing. They say that he has complete and total immunity from not just prosecution, but from any investigation of any criminal activity that the president desires to engage in. And that, my friends, is a king. That is a monarch. That is a despot. That is a tyrant. That is a dictator. That is not an American president. An American president, while the Office of Legal Counsel has this dumb rule that says that a president, while he's sitting, cannot be indicted, it says because impeachment is the lawful way to hold the president accountable, the president himself is arguing that impeachment isn't a legitimate way to hold him accountable either. And that is a complete destruction of the constitutional order of things. And America is a constitutional republic. America is a nation of laws. It is not a nation of Mitch McConnell. It is not a nation of Lindsey Graham. It's not a nation of Trump. It's not a nation of Bill Barr. It's not a nation of Rudy Giuliani. It's a nation of law. And the law clearly says what bribery is and that the president engaged in it, that he committed an act of bribery. The law clearly discusses what obstruction of Congress is. The president clearly turned over zero documents, blocked every witness, categorically just said no. And the witnesses that we did hear from, all Trump appointees, all of them, came forward at their own peril. They decided they wanted to tell the story of what Trump had done to their colleague, Marie Yovanovitch, who Rudy last night sat on Lala Ingram's show and said, yeah, I had her removed. I had her taken out. He called her corrupt. He accused her of perjury. And of course, everyone that testified risked their own lives and reputations to do it. And the president literally told Zelensky some things are going to happen to her. And when she was asked in public, what did you think that meant? She said, I don't know what it meant, but it didn't feel good. It felt intimidating. Now you see the things that are going to happen to her.